Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Jason Collier, pastor at the Crawfordsville Church, to talk about how they opened up their doors to a church group passing by whose bus broke down.
We had two buses that broke down in the town, and it was extremely hot that day. One of the buses that wasn't able to run the motor to keep the air conditioning going. And so just what to do with roughly 120 people. And we just immediately gave them the code for the church and sent them that way. And then the one bus was a little further out, and we were able to help transport them to the church. And then from there, we were able to get in contact with some of our parishioners who just began to pick up the mantle of just loving on these guys and taking care of them, going and getting them food and bringing entertainment, board games and the like, and getting the TV working. And throughout that process, they just, our folks were so grateful for the gratefulness of the folks they were helping. And so in the blessing of reaching out to people, our folks were just absolutely blessed.
And then how were you made aware of the situation, or how did you get in contact with these people who needed help?
Yeah, you know, first of all, just my daughter and I went up to the post office on our way out of town and seen one of the buses that was stuck. And as people started unloading, we just began to see that there was a problem happening. At that time, we offered them the code to the church and, you know, just allowed their leaders to go on up and start moving people in that direction. Also, the deputy had come on scene as well and was looking for what to do. As we moved out of town, those folks sitting out outside of town right near 218 there were further away from the church, and we could tell they were warm. And when I asked one of their leaders, how can we help, she asked if we could get cold water. And at that point, we really just kind of made a decision that we need to get them to the church as quickly as we could. The deputy got in touch with the safety center. Safety center paged out our first responders, which meant we put the ambulance in service right away, getting people back to the church. The deputy was able to haul some people. Super proud of Aaron for doing his job there. And then our first responders in personal vehicles as well.
And now you said you're on your way to a post office. You could have absolutely just kept going with your errands. What was going through your mind when the light bulb went off and thought, oh, I think I can help?
You know, as a pastor, as a fireman, as a first responder, just always wanting to do the right thing, no matter what, you know. And it doesn't matter how busy you are, especially in this case where there's a group of people. It's so strange how the timeline of your life can change in a moment. Two buses at the same time stranded in the little town of Crawfordsville. It's half the population of our town. we added a lot of extra people to town in just a moment. And so it's really, you just do what you feel is right. And I'm just thankful. My daughter and I were leaving early for an appointment. And why we were leaving early, I'm not entirely sure. But it's that's what God does. I mean, he made it so that we had plenty of time and still made it to our appointment early.
And they were just on their way back from a church mission, is that right?
Yeah, they had been at a adventure camp where they had learned about acts of service, reading in Acts. And when they got to our church, the thank you letter explained that to us, that they had been learning about acts of service and what community is, and they were just so thankful to see that modeled there in Crawfordsville. Just thankful for communities and people that care. I'm just always excited for that.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Pastor Jason Collier of the Crawfordsville Church. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.